More people who speak Alaska Native languages but who have limited English proficiency will receive translated sample ballots and other election material. That's due to changes the U.S. Census Bureau announced on Monday. APRN and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on who will benefit from the change.
The Census Bureau expanded the number of areas and languages eligible for election material translation. Indra Arriaga manages language assistance compliance for the State Division of Elections. She says it's important to ensure that people receive translated sample ballots and election outreach public service announcements in minority languages.
Anytime you have an increased number of folks at the polls, you know, deciding things for themselves, it's a benefit. And that is the mandate of the division, to make sure that any Alaskan who is eligible to vote can vote.
The Census Bureau periodically changes the list of local areas and languages that are covered. On Monday, it expanded the areas where Yupik translations will be available. Arriaga says the division has to do additional work to arrange for translations. She notes that the census data isn't always precise about several factors.
The number of speakers within the minority group, the educational attainment, and then whether or not folks check the box on the census that says, do you speak English very well? Which in and of itself is kind of funny because the question is in English.
The Census Bureau designates languages for translation based on its estimates for speakers who have limited English proficiency. Many of the areas with the largest numbers of Alaska Native language speakers were already covered. The federal government mandates that the state provide translations of written materials. The state also provides bilingual election workers in some precincts. John Active has translated for Yupik voters in Bethel. He's encouraged by the expansion in the areas where Yupik translation will be available. He says some voters need the help.
Most of them are elders and they're only Yupik speakers. They don't speak English. They don't understand English.
The Division of Elections has work to do to ensure that translations will be available in the newly added languages. One of its first steps is to reach out to local governments and tribes to determine which languages are used in each area. For example, the Census Bureau says Athabascan translations are needed in Southeast Fairbanks and Valdez, Cordova, but doesn't say which Athabascan languages must be translated. Alan Hayton directs the Doyon Foundation's Language Revitalization Program in Fairbanks. He notes that there are 9 different Athabascan languages in the area his foundation serves. Hayton is encouraged by the expanded designations.
All of our languages currently are endangered. For those that are voting to be informed of what they're voting on, who they're voting for, this type of language assistance is invaluable.
Arriaga says the timing of the announcement is good for the division since it gives officials more than a year to prepare for the next election, the primaries in 2018. She says the cost for the added translations must be determined. The federal government covers some of the costs, but the state also pays some. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.